Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi Singh. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast. Global equities remained under pressure on region-specific issues last week. Major US equity benchmarks posted their first two consecutive weekly declines since October of 2023, driven by a sharp sell-off in growth sector equities as hotter-than-expected inflation drove bond yields sharply higher and weighed on market expectations of Fed rate cuts later in the year. Asian equities were dragged by a sell-off in India, Philippines, and Taiwan markets, while Chinese equities continued to rally on strong economic data, with CPI turning positive after many months. Back home, Indian equities fell the most since October of 2023. The Nifty index remained under pressure throughout the week amid weak global sentiments and a rout in small and mid-cap equities ahead of a regulator-mandated liquidity risk assessment report to be published by local asset management companies. Broader markets continued to underperform Nifty this week, with the Nifty mid-cap index down 4.7% and Nifty small-cap index down 5.5% for the week. Among sectors, IT was the only sector to end the week in green. Utilities, metals, and realty were the worst performers with cuts of over 7.1%. The Indian fixed income market also came under pressure this week. Indian government bond yields edged higher across the curve on rising US bond yields after US inflation rose higher than market expectations, weighing on hopes of a US Fed rate cut later this year. The 10-year Indian government bond yield rose 3 basis points to close at 7.06%, while the 3-year and 5-year Indian government bond yield jumped 3 basis points and 2 basis points respectively. The INR fell 0.1% over the past week to close at 82.9 per dollar, as rising US bond yields, higher crude oil prices, stronger US dollar negated the impact of strong foreign investor inflows and robust domestic macro data reported during the week. INR gold rose 0.6% over the week. Brent crude oil prices rose to a 5-month high of $85.1 per barrel, up 4% for the week, as the International Energy Agency raised its view on oil demand growth this year, predicting a tighter market in 2024. The energy watchdog raised its view on oil demand growth in 2024 for a fourth time since November 2023. Among the major macro updates for the week, the first was on India's merchandise trade deficit, which widened to US$18.7 billion in February of 2024, from a deficit of US$17.5 billion recorded during the previous month and market forecasts of US$18.3 billion. Exports rose 11.9% year-on-year to US$41.4 billion, the highest level since March of 2023, boosted by sales of drugs and pharmaceutical engineering and electrical goods. Imports rose at a faster 12.2% year-on-year to US$60.1 billion as domestic demand remained strong and crude oil prices went up. The second data was on India's retail inflation, or CPI, which stayed at 5.09% in February of 2024 compared to 5.1% in January and market forecasts of 5%. This was driven primarily by food inflation, which was up 8.7%, slightly higher than 8.3% growth recorded in January, rising prices for vegetables, while cost increases slowed for pulses, spices, and fruits, while it continued to fall for oil and fat. February marks the sixth straight month the inflation has stayed below the 6% upper tolerance band of the Reserve Bank of India. The third data was on India's industrial production, which rose 3.8% year-on-year in January of 2024, after an upwardly revised 4.2% growth recorded in the previous month, and also below the market expectations of 4.1%. Manufacturing output, which accounts for nearly 78% of the total production, advanced by 3.2%, easing from a 4.5% gain last month. On the other hand, output accelerated from mining and electricity. That's it in this edition. Thank you as always for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.